Back with Fisherman Forecast now, talking with Gloucester football coach Tony Cerulean. Coach, it's been a tough couple of weeks for you guys, going back to the Marblehead game and then into the playoffs. However, overcoming injuries is what part of football is. And, you know, when you only have a certain number of kids that you can plug in there, it gets all the harder. But let me ask you, from last weekend's game, where it was a very competitive game with Wakefield, and they gave Marblehead all they could handle, what are the good things you bring in, and what are the good things that you saw from the film over the weekend from your team?
Yeah, you know, we've had two pretty physical games the last couple of weeks, but I mean, it's football, and you got to play through the injuries, and luckily we're getting a couple of our key contributors back this week who are missing against Wakefield. In general, you know, I thought we played pretty tough against Wakefield. You know, they're a good offensive team. I know they went to a wing T type of set. And, you know, we haven't seen that all year long. I mean, we obviously run that, but I thought we adjusted well. They were real physical on offense, and they just kind of packed everybody in and kind of ran it right up at us. And I thought we stayed with it. We stayed tough, and we had some good defensive stands. Offensively, we ran into a couple issues that we ran into against Wilmington, but I thought, you know, Matt Smith threw the ball a lot better last week against Wakefield, completed several passes, threw for a touchdown. So we're looking to improve upon that, and hopefully that complements our running game a little bit. It will help this week. You know, we got two of our running backs back this week playing against Swampscott, so that should help.
You know, when you plug in younger players, when you're up by 20 or 30 points, or you're down by 20 or 30 points, it's a different concept than when you have to plug in players at the beginning of a game or, you know, during the week who aren't used to playing. What's the effect on that, Tony? Do the kids, what do they get from that? I'm sure that some of them aren't quite ready for varsity level, that kind of competition, but they get out there and compete, and that probably has to be a pretty good thing.
Yeah, it's great for these young kids to get the opportunity to play. You know, we had some big injuries on the line the last couple of weeks, and to get some of these, you know, juniors and sophomores into play, it will only go towards, you know, them improving and them being better years from now. It's tough, you know, physically to match up against a senior that's maybe, you know, given, you know, taking, you know, 80 pounds on you. It's tough to have that physical matchup, but you know what? If we preach here technique, and if you stay with your technique and you block hips and you're the low man, usually that wins football games. So we tell these kids all the time, I don't care how big they are, I don't care how big their D-line is, the O-line is, if you get into their hips, they'll move just like anybody else. So it's really just harping on the technique and the fundamentals of football, and that's kind of what we work on day to day.
Do you ever have a small lineman who doesn't believe that when he first comes to the varsity and say, wait a minute, this guy's bigger than me, he's going to blow me away, and what you're talking about physics, and that's for another class.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we had a player here not too long ago who was one of the captains of the team, and he was probably the smallest lineman I've ever, you know, had on this team, and but I'll tell you, he was tenacious, and he'd bite your ankles every time you tried to go by him, but he blocked technique wise, right? He got into your hips, he got low, and we try to, you know, go back with some of these young guys playing. We try to show some of these old films of how, you know, if you block hips, it doesn't matter how big, how small you are. If you use your proper technique, wide base, flat back, you know, it is physics. You know, we always talk about angles, right? And if your angle's pointing up to their chest, well, all your strength's going straight up through the roof, right? And out the building. Well, if your angle's going flat through them, you're actually, all that force is driving them the direction you want them to drive. So we talk about this flat back technique. We talk about wide base. We talk about getting in the hips, staying lower than them. And it works. The trick is to get them to believe it and show them on film. So, you know, you show them on film, okay, this is what happens when you block high. Mm-hmm. See, it's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? And then you go back and you say, okay, now watch when you block low. See how far down the line you drove him? And those are the types of things that's what film's great for. You know, film doesn't lie. If you block high, you're going to get run over. If you block low, you actually have a chance. And hopefully, you know, through the course of, you know, seasons, these guys see it and they get it. So that's when you have an older group of kids. It's not always that they're the most physically dominant kid on the team, but they're the ones that have come to understand that what we coach as football coaches, we do for a reason. We coach it that way for a reason. It's because it works. And that's where film is really a great tool.
Does quickness come into play in that in terms of the line, in terms of what you're talking about?
For us, it does. For our technique and for the wing T offense, And I think that's why Paul Ingram implemented it so many years ago, is that we don't always have the biggest kids. You know, you look at a Wakefield, you know, who's a bigger school, has more kids to draw from. You know, I looked at some of those linemen walking down the hall last week, and, you know, they were 3 inches taller than I was and probably about, you know, 80 pounds bigger than I am. And we got kids half their size. And I think when Paul came in several years ago, he implemented this kind of philosophy, because you don't need to be big. You have to be athletic. You have to be quick. And we have that in spades. So we try to go to our strength.
Are there things you can do to increase quickness? Because I always thought that quickness was sort of just kind of a natural thing.
No, absolutely not. Well, it is natural, don't get me wrong, but you can work on it. You know, Coach Ladoff, who's been here forever, you know, he's got a strength and conditioning program all summer long. What he really works on is foot speed and quickness. We work out 3 days a week in the summertime just running, and then we'll do 3 days of lifting. Well, that running is really dedicated to quickness, athleticism, and speed. And that's really what he works on from, you know, really, if we can get them in January all the way to August, we try to work on them with those things.
Well, Gloucester is famous for doing that. that's why you guys are around in the fourth quarter for the most part. Coach, the other thing I've noticed this year, not that it hasn't been around in previous years, because it is, but this year you seem in particular to be very, very pleased and proud with the effort that your kids put in. In some cases, they are shorthanded. I know there's been some other distractions, but the kids who are on the field, who are with you every day, with the coaches every day, and they're out there competing shorthanded, you have you've been very generous in crediting them.
Football's a tough sport. It takes a lot of dedication. And I think in this day and age, you don't have a lot of kids that are that dedicated to give up their bodies, their time to football. I think we're seeing that across the board in all levels of the sport, youth, high school. And when a kid is willing to give up his time and his kid is willing to commit to this sport because he loves it, because he wants to be a part of it, you have to commend them. Are they always going to make the right play, or are they always going to not make mistakes? No, they're going to make mistakes. But as long as they're willing to come here and commit and be a part of this, they're head and shoulders above those kids that don't make that commitment, and you got to commend them for that.
And I think your kids have been tenacious all year. They do not quit. They stay with it. I mean, that's a cliche in high school, I suppose, in all sports. But Gloucester has demonstrated that, and you've been shorthanded. Similar to the Winthrop situation, I think. And nice to see Winthrop get a win here.
Yeah.
So what's coming up now? It's going to be cold during the Swampscott game. You're going to be on the waterfront. The moon is up there. The tide's going to be splashing over into the stadium. What do you look for from the Big Blue?
Can't beat Gloucester on the seashore, right? I mean, that's football to me. Playing down here on the water when the wind's blowing across the field, I hope it's in the teens, to be honest with you. That's the kind of football I like to play, and we like to play in Gloucester. You know, as far as Swampscott's concerned, they're a great football team. Three seed in the playoffs, played a lot of good teams, they score a lot of points. So a key here will be to keep them out of the end zone, you know, limit their offense, and we can do that two ways. That's, you know, either, you know, we play a great defensive game, or, you know, we play a great offensive game. So that's kind of our goal. Hold on to the ball when we have it on offense, and march down the field, score touchdowns, and defensively is put some pressure on them, keep them out of the end zone, and try to get the ball back in the hands of our offense.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
That is Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.